Right, good evening, Wonkers. How are we doing? Forever. Welcome aboard. Shout out to Paul, Di, Worried Colin, Charlotte, forever. Christopher. How are we all doing, guys? It's that time again. Wonky Wednesday. Crank it up. Welcome, Linda Renee. Welcome, Tom. Welcome, Alan Smith. Welcome, Mama P. Shout to the lurkers in the house as well. Hey, lurkers. Right, how's your week been so far? How was your weekend? What has been going down? Right, Wonkers, stand by for 90 minutes of uplifting, wonderful vocal trance. We'll be right back. Also, for all those that joined us on Saturday at the M Bar for my birthday party, thank you. Once again, what a bloody ace do that was. Hope you've all recovered. One of my favourites, this one. So it's just less than 8 weeks now until our first event of the year. Our House Euphoric at the Warehouse in Leeds. 7 weeks on Sunday. Cannot wait for that one. Trance in that main room. Oosh! Of course, I'll be joined by Homewave's very own Dave Pierce, the legend that is Lange, Mr. Steve Kelly, Mama P in that main room, along with Rob Tissera, and me, Leafy, and John upstairs as well for the house and old school. Are we ready for it? Are we coming or what? Welcome to the show, Louisa. Hey, Louisa. Paul, you're gonna love it. It's a wicked venue. The main room is immense. Ace lighting system. The loft upstairs is intimate, but proper cool as well. Easter bank holiday, 31st of March. Let's go, wonkers. Speaking of which, welcome aboard Wonky Wednesday. This is your midweek. Finger up the nose. Now this tune.
What am I meant to do? And how do I say goodbye when all the game is tired?
Crank it up as loud as you can. This is up there for me. Been talking about Ibiza today. With the guys over there. I can't wait, Eva Die. Welcome Amy to the show. What a record this is. Welcome to the show, Shane. Welcome, Anne-Marie. And anyone else that's just joined us, good evening and welcome. Tune Monkey Wednesday, live and direct here on Home Rave. One tune to another. Broken. My broken heart. That's how I felt on Sunday. Doing its best part. Is this really ever making any sense? I'm finding ways to make this day. Gooses on this one. What a tune, what a record. Crank it up, it's Wonky Wednesday. Welcome to the show, Jody B. And Bones in the house. And any lurkers. Good evening, one and all. Welcome, Jamie. I'll let you off. Can't beat Wonky Wednesday to lift your spirits, can you? My walls are crumbling. Crank it up. My heart is paper thin. Feels like I'm paralyzed and I can't breathe. He made a vow with me. He swore he'd never leave. Now his heart's in your hand, but it won't be. This tune too. Playing a few of my favourites tonight. Hope it's lifting your spirits. Hope you're having a good week so far.
My life was built on this. This wreckage can't be fixed. They say move on, but I feel like I'm bound here. I thought I had his love. Why wasn't I enough? Feels like fear. I'm hanging on, but if I'm honest, I can't even feel you near. So won't you come and take this? I'm begging you to take this. Oh, won't you come and take this? I'm begging you to take
Welcome to the show, Julie. Right, here we go. Get your headphones on, crank it up. Yes, Bones, I had a wonderful birthday, thank you. Don't know if you could tell. Very little recollection of the end. I know I had a good time, though. Thank you for coming. The same to everyone that made it down on Saturday. Love you long time. The photos are good, aren't they? Francis did a cracking job of capturing the night. Another belter, another one of my favorites. Bones, our photographer is called Francis. He's only been doing it 2 years. Came to Ibiza. Right, what a tune, what a record. Beautiful, beautiful vocal on this one. Francis is in Francis, not Francis. Now I get it. Right, what a tune, what a record. Here we go.
This moment happens now. Just stop and look around. For all those times you lost yourself, you'll find us in the crowd. This feeling. By the way, the next big do at the end
that I can think of is Rob Tissera's birthday party on Saturday the 16th of March. So keep it free. That is right, but that's not Leafa's event. He's just playing. Rob's birthday, 16th of March. Let's show him some love. Right, if you've just tuned in, welcome to another wonderful Wonky Wednesday here in Hillmerham. Been a bit annoyed today because someone has stolen my trainers. Either that or the UPS man did not deliver them and just clear twocked them. Said they were delivered and they vanished. I need answers. The annoying thing is they're really, really, really rare. I've been waiting for ages to come into my size. Has this happened to you a lot? Have you had parcels being stolen before? I don't know where they've bloody gone, because it says click here for proof of delivery, and there's no proof of delivery. It just says this is your proof of delivery. No photo or nothing. It says it has been placed at your front door. Definitely am.
Didn't care where we go, we just wanted to feel like we could just turn. On the plans that we made, was it even real?
So I bought them from New Balance. Do I buy? Do I complain to them or UPS? UPS are useless. Almost as bad as herpes. I mean Hermes. Say Tina and Paula.
I'm now in control. I'm running, but I can't keep up. I'm feeling like I've had enough. Yeah, we were so dangerous. The way we got lost in love. And even after all this time, you know I still believe. Yeah, we were so dangerous. The way we got lost in love.
Anyway, tomorrow, they're gonna get it. I will have my trainers. If I see someone around my estate wearing them.
Hey, people, I'm feeling like I have enough.
Be opening door on them.
Danger.
Oi!
The way we got lost in love. And even after all this time, you know I still believe.
Charlotte, I'm not having it.
Yeah,
oh, no. Welcome Mark and Hazel. Welcome Crystal in the house. Hey Crystal. Good evening guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to Wonky Wednesday live here on Home Rave. Good evening to the lurkers. I know you're there. If you are lurking and you don't normally chat, give us a little hello in the chat, go on. Be right back. I'm going to go leak the lizard. Tell you what else happened the other day. I ordered my munchbox on Sunday. Proper looking forward to it. In my munchbox, in my pizza box, you get all that stuff. Spare ribs, chicken, salt and pepper chicken, spring rolls, whatever. And it comes with a curry sauce. Delivery comes. Open my box. No sauce. They forgot me bloody curry sauce. I was fuming. Fuming! Just wasn't the same. Welcome, Karen. I was so hungover and tired, I couldn't be arsed to have an argument. But the next time I ring up, they're getting it. I expect extra sauce now for life. I once ordered a Big Mac meal from a drive-thru. Got home and they hadn't even packed me bloody Big Mac. I just had some chips. How do you even do that? Like, how? Darling, I will hold you tight. I were fuming then and all. Too weak to fight when the current gets too strong. I'll take your sorrows and make them mine. Don't get me started on KFC. When I order a Fillet Tower burger, more often than not, they forget the hash brown. That's not a Tower burger, that's just a burger. So now I say, can I have a Fillet Tower burger? Don't forget me hash brown. I mean, come on, you've got one chuffing job. Stick a burger in a bag. put a hash brown on a burger. It's like me turning up to a gig and losing my USB or something. As if. Though, it is stupid though, isn't it? Like, how do you forget to put a Big Mac in a Big Mac meal bag? It's like a bus driver turning up for work, forgetting his bus, just driving up to all bus stops in his Nissan Micra. Come on, get in!
Thank you.
What a tune, what a record. Not played this in ages. What a beautiful record this is. Welcome to the show, Jackie. Paul, much obliged. Right, half an hour left, let's go. Anyone having a midweek tipple? Anyone having a beveroony? I mean, it is nearly the weekend, technically. Only 2 hours, 2 hours? 2 days. Actually, one. Friday's the weekend, isn't it? Shout out to Andrew Neary. Congratulations on your new job. It took the longest time. Only now I start to see. Behind closed doors, you gave me less when I was given more. Only now I see that you took the better part. Thank you. by the way, for those that have been asking that I forgot to reply to about my hotel room on Saturday. For those that didn't see, I flooded my hotel room by accident. Left the tap on with the plug in. Although I'm blaming the plug because I didn't touch the plug. It were already in, so. Anyway, totally flooded the gaff. It was really bad. So, I went downstairs. I went, we've got a bit of a situation. My room appears to be flooded. But it might have been me, it might have been your tap. It might have been your plug, I'm not sure. And she went, oh, we'll move you to a different room. She went, maintenance are in until tomorrow. And I was like, you might want to go look sooner. There'll be fish in there soon. Anyway, so they moved me to another room exactly the same. I feel sorry for whoever was underneath my room because it must have dripped through. Probably in the bed when they were asleep. And in morning, they had like one of those express checkout things where you chuck your keys in. So I like legged it. Chuck my keys in that. Out of that door like a rat up a drain pipe. A few hours later, I got home. Got an email. Park Plaza. I was like, oh, crap. Opened it and it was like, how would you rate us? I ain't heard out since, so. Half expected Sean Cameron to turn up with Rod. But yeah, it was quite bad. In fact, it was very bad. Anyone else done that before? Someone must have done something like that. I mean, I've never done it in the whole 42 years of being alive, but I have now. Can say is I hope they've got a really, really, really big, really, really big and good dehumidifier. Imagine them with buckets, window open, just like. yeah, Saturday night was very eventful. Very eventful indeed. Absolutely ace birthday day. Birthday night out, I mean. Right, 20 minutes left. If you've just joined us, welcome aboard the show. What a pleasure it is to see you this Wednesday evening. Wonky Wednesday here on Homer. Be right back. Is Right, three tunes left. Crank it up. Yes, I'll be on Saturday. See you there. Might be able to fit a couple of garden roulettes in the summer, depends on the schedule. It were a lot easier when I didn't own a bar, put it that way. I'm sure we can have a couple or more. Definitely on the list is Paula Askew. Paula's due a visit. The Skews. Yes, Claire, I'll put you down, I'll turn up. You can do alt DJing and I'll just enjoy myself. Sean and Flair as well, I reckon. What do we reckon? Anyway, we're all on summer. We'll definitely squeeze a few in.
my fingertips were made to touch your skin. Days only last for a minute. I never questioned why. I always knew you were mine.
One more tune left and it's one of my favourites. A beautiful record coming right up. Another wonderful Wonky Wednesday boxed off. As I mentioned earlier, I'm back on Saturday. For anyone that's interested. This sounds like Better Off Alone, Alice DJ. Ah, Billy Gillies, I can hear the inspiration there. Beautiful, beautiful record this is. Love, love, love this tune. Thank you for joining me this Wednesday night. Another Wonky Wednesday. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Just over 7 weeks to go. So our house euphoric. We'll be right back. If you haven't got goosebumps right now, check for a pulse. Oof!
Spirit, lead me when my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters. Wherever you would call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. And my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
No surprise there, Colin. Get a crumpet in toaster. Right, that's it for me. Thank you all so much for joining me this Wednesday here on Home Rave. I'll see you all on Saturday, probably from 6:30, I think. Love you all long time, and I'll see you all soon. Good night.